Today's Hit Music 101.5 CIL FM. As we are heading into the weekend, we're also heading into, a lot of fun. We're going to talk about all of it today, but we're going to start with, donuts are fun.
Donuts are fun.
I don't mean to insinuate that they're not.
Right, and they're a lot of fun. And today, there's extra fun going on at Krispy Kreme because it's Chocolate Friday. So
Chocolate Friday.
You can't beat that. So we are running chocolate original glazed donuts today, and today only. So for anybody that hasn't experienced the chocolate original glaze, we don't change anything with the dough or the donut itself. It's all in the glaze. So we add milk chocolate and dark chocolate fudge to our glaze. So as the donuts come out of the fryer, instead of going under a white glaze waterfall, they're going under chocolate. So all of these donuts come out, they're encapsulated in chocolate goodness, and they are absolutely incredible. So
you explain that so well.
Well, you know, I try to make it, you know, the best thing you can do is just come into the store because you can see it for yourself.
And smell it.
You know, and you can smell it and you can watch the whole process. You know, the whole store is on display. So you can see them mixing the dough, making
love
the donuts and doing all that stuff. So it's a lot of fun. So pick up a bunch of dozens and, you know, spread the joy that is Krispy Kreme and, you know, slide down to Black Diamond RV and see what kind of deal Jake will make for you.
Do we have a deal of the week?
Listen.
Okay, I'm here.
You
jumped the gun.
You got to sit here and think about this.
So. I don't have to think about it. I was a little under the weather yesterday. I did not come into work. I was sick, leg cramps.
Fired.
Right.
Hungover, whatever you want to call it.
I wasn't hungover, I just sick.
Sun
so I was
poisoning.
Thinking, what can I do? What can I do for deal of the week? What can I do? So through this Sunday, whether it's a 19... whether it's a 20.
Okay.
Shad's going to pay the sales tax.
Shad.
Well, Shad loves paying taxes.
Okay, it's a deal.
I love paying taxes, so I'll just pay some extra.
You said it, it's happening.
Pay a little extra and...
Yeah.
Okay, so this weekend on the one camper?
No.
What you're doing on that one?
No, not on one. On every
not happening. Camper. All of them.
All campers, huh?
All campers.
Nice. That a boy, Jake. Yeah. He's already in trouble for calling off yesterday. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I didn't feel good.
Yeah. Uh huh. Let's see why.
This is going to make you feel real good.
Hey, that'll be fine.
It is.
We will pay the taxes then all weekend.
I think we still
have to get rid of a few of these at the.
I've got. We're still over at the Illinois Star Center Mall, in the process of moving everything back. So I've got them at both locations. Come on out and see me. Shad will pay the taxes on any 19 or 20. Anything through this Sunday.
Awesome.
How about that?
Awesome.
How you feeling, Shad?
Yeah, perfect.
Good?
Feel like Jake yesterday. It'll be great though because we've been selling a lot of campers over there, and thank you Southern Illinois for
everything it's been awesome.
They have been doing. So
are you selling a lot of Harley Davidsons?
We're selling a lot of Harleys too.
That's good.
So it's I can't complain a bit. This weather, this is awesome weather out there right now. You know, we had a couple hot days in the middle of the day, but it's a great time to ride in the mornings, evenings and stuff. It's nice to
85 and low humidity today.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
Can't beat that. And you know, with the gas prices, a Harley gets great gas mileage, so it's really good. So we have a lot. It's Christmas in July over at our place too. So we have all the pre-owns this weekend. We'll pay your taxes on all the pre-owned over on at the Harley.
Awesome. Christmas in July.
Yeah, I'll do it also. So it'll work out good. Yeah.
And some more surprises you pulled out of your pockets this week.
You know what? We're going to throw in a little concert, I guess. And, you know, this has got a lot bigger than what we thought it was going to get. You know, the agency that we use for booking our concerts had got a hold of me there, you know, 2 weeks ago or whatever, and said this could be going down at the DuCoin Fair that with a Confederate Railroad show, and you know, would we be interested in having it? And I said, I'm sure, yeah, we'll take it if you know they do that, if they pull that. It's it's a band is what it is, a band that's been around for 30 years. They don't do anything bad, they don't say anything bad. If you listen to their songs, if there's nothing wrong with it. So we told them yes, and next thing you know, DuCoin Fair did pull it, and so we took it. Is what we did. But one thing I do want everybody in Southern Illinois to do is please go to the DuCoin Fair and please, you know, support it all you can. We need that fair in Southern Illinois. We need the live music. Anytime there's any live music, you know, I push as much as I can to try to
it's
get
kind of the bigger
to
picture is what we need to focus on.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's jobs.
It's
money coming some way.
If more people would go to the DuCoin Fair, then they would start having better bands and bigger bands and everything else.
More vendors.
There's a lot of
mom and pop
they work all year because of the DuQuoin State Fair. Like they, that's one of their big events. So.
Yes, so I believe 100% in supporting it, and I want everybody to support it. And
bravo.
You know, just the concert. I'm sure we could have had it on the same night as what it was going to be at DuQuoin, but Black Diamond did not want to do that. We said absolutely not. And also the band, Confederate Railroad, said no. They want people still to go out there and see the other bands and support the fair. They know
because
what it's
the
like.
Other acts are still performing.
Other
that
acts
night.
Are still performing out there. So everybody, there's some great bands that's going to be in DuQuoin. Hopefully everybody shows up for that. That's not what this was about. Why Black Diamond decided to have it is because you know, the people of Southern Illinois, they spoke out and said they wanted it. And you know what? That's what we wanted to do, is to bring them here and stuff. You know, we care about Southern Illinois and try to do what we can for them. And you know, we're gonna have a good show. Tickets go on sale 9 o'clock. They're getting ready to go on sale. So go buy $20. Get a ticket, blackdiamondhd.com, or you can stop by the dealership and get it. It's $20 plus the normal fees that these companies do.
There you go.
On the ticket fees. But come on by, though. We're going to have a great weekend. A lot of things going on. We take anything on trade. Campers or Harley-Davidson will take anything on trade. And come join the party.
All right. Big weekend headed your way with CILFM and Black Diamond.
Be part of the morning show.